It's Saturday morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's that time again. Oh, yes. Hold on to your pantalones. Tighten them belts. Get those skirts in places. Yes, we have listeners who have skirts. Ladies and gentlemen, today, this moment, is the time for the extravaganza. Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of NDB Media's Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday morning quarterbacks on Saturday. Oh, yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. It is the extravaganza, and of course, I am the scorekeeper, waiting with bated breath for the big dog to arrive. Oh, yes, my computer is busy uploading Star Trek Generations. It's on my laptop, my computer laptop. I wish it were a laptop in the manner that I would want at this moment, but doesn't matter. With all the psychotropic drugs that I'm taking, laptop wouldn't make a difference. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the extravaganza here on Saturday morning. Oh, my goodness. Yes, indeed. A lot of stuff is going on. I don't know. We're in week 7, week 8. I don't know where we are in the NFL. The NBA is, just right around the corner. In the NHL, well, they're blowing it up to keep it up again. Oh, yes, it is depressing and disappointing, ladies and gentlemen. No news on the NHL lockout yet. And I'm only on track 14 of, how many are here? Of 38. So we're going to keep that one in progress, and we're finally going to kill the music this morning, but it's been a glorious morning. Oh, I got to tell you, that was Harold Faltermeyer and Steve Stevens, of course, from the album Top Gun, the 1986 movie that made Tom Cruise into a household name. Oh, yes, men dreamed of being him and women dreamed of being with him, and wow, I got to tell you, it's cool. I'm just jazzed this morning. I have not felt this well in a long time. With me, it literally is hour by hour. But today, wow. Woo! Yeah, well, you know why it's so good? I'm not dealing with engineers. That's why. If you don't have a quadratic equation, they don't understand. They love to build these little boxes, and everything fits in the box, and that's it. But hey, we're all real people. They're not. And life is good. Yes, I'm anti-engineer this morning, but I'm still anti-Barry Bonds. I'm definitely not for Barry Bonds because I'm not on steroids right now. I have been in the past. Oh, wait a minute. Should I get my inhaler? Nah, I'm still on a Bonds anti-Barry thing, so nah, that's all right. Hey, we've got some new commercials. Let me see. I want to play this one because I think it's great. Let's see if she's up and going and ready to go. Where are you? Come on. Come on, woman. Where are you? Wake up. Oh, she's way at the bottom. I don't know why, but here we go. Love this one, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike, what is your deal,
oh,
man?
Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Oh. Baby!
Oh,
eat a Snickers. Better?
Better.
Hey!
That hurts.
You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers satisfies.
I've always loved that commercial since they debuted on the NFL channel. Or I should say, during... Geez, what was it? The Super Bowl 2 years ago. Oh, my goodness. I'm on track 37 already. What the heck? Of 38 tracks. Man, it's been going and blowing. Well, I guess a lot of them are special sound effects. We'll see. But my host, Jeff Ferguson, will be off my back. Or it. Or off my butt. I don't know which. Sounds like both. Whew. Wow, that was a hyper start. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in the NFL, as we all know, the Ravens have been hit by one of the most disastrous losses. This is not the one akin to the Yankees losing Derek Jeter. No, 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 no. This is Darrell Lewis. He's down. And knowing his age, that may be it. We may have seen Mr. Lewis with the Ravens defense forever. Yeah, it's kind of sad. The guy's good at his age, just a few years younger than amazing. And it's just this morning. Oh, I think you heard that. I think my iTunes is telling me that it uploaded Star Trek Generations. Woohoo! Feel quite good. All right. Let's get a notice out there. You know, the big dog's not here. No one else is here. MEC. I'm broadcasting live and on the air. I'll send it to Facebook and Twitter. Why not? Bam! It's gone. All right. I usually bring the souls in early in the morning. All right. And I didn't have a chance to get my coffee this morning. And I'm all stressed out. I have all these papers on my desk bouncing off the wall. So the piles just get larger and larger and larger. This is beyond a fire hazard in here. I mean, this is a, let's see, what's the word? Let's see, if you're talking about butts, proctologist. What are those people that love to just light up everything? Pyros, yeah. Yeah. This is a pyro's wet dream in here. Or more like torrential flood. But, you know, it's kind of the opposite when you think of fire and torrential flood. Oh, no, don't care. Anyway, we have a lot of games coming up. We're probably going to talk about some NFL games. Well, yeah, we'll go over the NFL games in just a little bit. Here's a schedule. But, as I mentioned, Ray Lewis is out for the count. That is a bummer. And RG3, folks, I told you, guy's going to surprise a lot more people. And I'm happy for it. I think it's great. See, way out of the big dog. I bet he's not even awake yet. Let's see if he sent me a message. No, he hasn't. Yeah, I'll send him one. Where are you? Bet you he hasn't even woke up yet. Okay, here we go. Where are you? And I put a question mark, and it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, space, 1, 2, 3, space, 1, 2, 3, question mark. I still use English when I text or send messages. My daughters use English because I literally let them have it. Oh, no, no. Homie's not going to play that. I don't want you to be the literate that all the other kids are. I tell you, I'm bouncing off the wall. I haven't even had my cup of coffee yet. But here we go. Big Dog's not here to keep me straight. You can take that however you want. Of course, Week 8 matchup, Buccaneers 2-4 versus Vikings 5-2. It's going to be a Thursday. Oh, wait a minute. It's already passed. Yep. So, I'm sure we can check and see who won. No point in going over that one. Redskins 3-4 versus Steelers 3-3. RG3 has three wins, baby. Despite rookie quarterback Robert Griffin III's 347 yards of offense, including a gorgeous 30-yard touchdown to Santana Moss with 132 remaining, their second connection for a score of the day. The Redskins lost in part because Griffin, Moss, and rookie running back Alfred Morris all lost fumbles. Oh, it's kind of like the Gabriel Iglesias joke when he was picking on the Raiders. Then, of course, they picked him up, put him on the wall. They were going to kick the crap out of him. And, of course, they fumbled him and he got away. That was great. Let me see. Panthers 1-5 versus Bears. It's going to be at Sunday at 1 p.m. All times are Eastern because I'm too lazy to translate it to Pacific time. Because I don't want to translate to Pacific time. I'm just too lazy for it. It's the Chargers 3-3 versus Browns 1-6. This one's at Sunday 1 p.m. at Cleveland Brown Stadium. Woo! Seahawks 4-3 versus Lions 2-4. Now Lions have two wins? Wow. That's with their quarterback, man. Stafford. He's got a 78.4 rating. Well, at least he's having a 47.6 rating. Jaguars 1-5 versus Packers 4-3, Sunday 1 p.m. Hey, Colts 3-3 versus Titans 3-4. The Indianapolis Colts with the deputy. Deputy Luck. I think it's appropriate. I don't think it's disrespectful. I think it's very appropriate. But what do I know? Matt Hasselbeck is having issues as their quarterback? Whatever. Patriots 4-3 versus Rams 3-4. Wow, I told you guys. He's going to win more games. Mr. Bradford. Dolphins 3-3 versus Jets 3-4. Don't care. Falcons 6-0 versus Eagles 3-3. Raiders. Oh, Marvel has come from behind. That was their Super Bowl when they did the come from behind thing. It's absolutely awesome. Versus the Chiefs 1-5. You know, the numbers presuppose the Raiders are going to win, but it's the Raiders. Now I know what it feels like to be a Mets fan. I never knew that. When I cheer for the Raiders, I'm basically a Mets fan. But I am never going to be a Mets fan. Unless I'm... No, whoa,
She's got more chins than a...
No.
You're depriving a village somewhere of an idiot.
That is right, ladies and gentlemen. And speaking of such, we're going to go to him now because we are depriving the village of the idiot. And where the hell is it? Come on. There it is. My compatriot, my glorious man early in the morning. Here he is. The big... I did. Must I tell you? I did. His name is Big Dog. He's the co-host. He's the man. Oh, I don't know if he's a man or not, but he is the co-host of this marvelous Saturday morning extravaganza. I, of course, as the NDB Media Imperial Dictator wants to know where the hell he is. Good morning, Big Dog! What's up?
What's up, everyone? How's it going?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. I overslept, though.
Oh, that's okay, Big Dog. I'm sorry to wake you up. I did, didn't I?
Oh, no. I was just about going to get ready to call in right when you texted me.
Really?
Yes, really.
Bit of attitude there, Big Dog.
Just giving it right back, that's all.
I'm sorry?
Hey, did you see that your favorite Japanese player, Mr. Ichiro, is going to be on Blog Talk Radio?
No, the book. Ichiro's not going to be in Blog Talk Radio. There is no Japanese-speaking network.
Oh, yeah, it is a book. Okay, never mind.
It's okay. It's false advertisement. All right. Oh, Laker fans in the chat room. I am so excited. I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. Oh, yes. Oh, wait a minute. Wait, do I have a... I think I'm feeling Japanese. What's that song called?
Turning Japanese.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. And that's even knowing the Big Dog's not here right now.
Yeah, no kidding. You're in a good mood.
Big Dog, I have not been feeling, as you know, I have not been feeling well for a long time. I haven't even had my cup of coffee this morning, and since you're here, I'm going to go out and get my cup of Joe. But, dude, with all this psychotropic medication that I've been on, oh, my goodness. It's just like, All I can say is that my wife is still asleep because yo homie finally scored. I did what I was supposed to. Man, first time in about 4 months, thank God.
Oh, quit it. First time in probably like in about 4 hours.
Actually, Big Dog, I did quit it. These drugs are horrible, Big Dog. They've been taking everything away from me.
Literally, huh?
And figuratively. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a glorious morning, and yes, it is indeed. And we probably have our usual voyeur, but he's a listener. I believe it's the Couch Potato. Couch Potato, if you want in. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait, hold on a minute. He's listening to me on his headphones. Hey, Couch Potato, that means I'm in your ear right now. So's the Big Dog, but I'm in your ear. How does that make you feel, Couch Potato? I feel like Gabriel Iglesias staring down some donuts, glazed donuts. How about you, Big Dog?
You're funny.
Dude, I have not been this good in a long time. Really.
That's good.
It's been sucky all this time, Big Dog. And you've heard me give you all the kudos. I mean, it is what it is. I've been...
Oh, I know why you're in such a good mood. It's because Windows 8 came out yesterday.
What was that?
Windows 8 came out yesterday, and you're just so ecstatic about that. That must be what it is.
Yeah. Windows 8 came out. Yeah, that's the reason there. Yeah. And, of course, I want to thank the man for being able to do this for me on my other program, and I just uploaded it. This is one of my favorite commercials of all time, ladies and gentlemen. It's beautiful.
What? Come on!
Mike, what is your deal,
oh,
man?
Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Oh, baby!
Whoa.
Eat a Snickers. Better?
Better.
Hey!
That hurts.
You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers satisfies.
No, ladies and gentlemen, that's not what your girlfriend said. I love that commercial, Big Dog. You like that one?
Oh, yeah, that cemented Betty White's comeback, so to speak.
It is. And I love the Doritos commercial about the dog giving the Doritos to the guy. Oh, man. And the couch potato is with us this morning. And couch potato, I am still on XP as well, pal. So you are the man. He's live with us, so let me do the intro. And Matt Alvarez is in the chat room. Woohoo! I don't have Barney, though, so here we go. Oh, yes. You know who it is. His name is Couch. Potatoes in the house this morning. Oh, yeah, he is the hardest working man in sports. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, he is. And I'm tickling him in his ear this morning. How are you, Couch Potato?
Working man, yes, I am the hardest working man, yes, I am.
It is incredibly amusing, but the music has stopped already.
I keep going, though. I live in my own mind.
Oh, fair enough. Next time I'll know to just keep going on and on and on and annoy the hell out of everyone.
Hey, it's only a minute. I mean, that's one of the baddest tunes ever anyway. So,
And you know why, Sonny? You know why I chose that one? It's not because of the characters. It's nothing. It's just... if you heard the Gabriel Iglesias joke when he gets pulled over by the cop and he's playing Bad Boys, and he sees the cop walking to the music, I see Sanford and Son, and it has that little twang to it that when I see you walking, I see Sanford and Son, the music.
You see that big arms taking the long swing, right?
I think so. And it's just, I thought it was so funny because when I first met, you're so kicked back, laid back, great guy. I just saw you taking a walk and went, yes, Sonny, I was admiring your stride, and it hit me. Sanford and Son, like, yes!
One of my all-time favorite tunes anyway, so.
Really? Didn't I know that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it doesn't get better than Quincy Jones, by the way, who put that together, so.
That is so true. It only lasts 56 seconds. I do have to come up with the one with Cuervo, but when you came out with that entry for Cuervo, I mean, you just can't top it. I still hate you. I still hate you for that intro. Because it's so awesome. And, of course, Matt Alvarez is in the chat room. Thanks for joining us, Matt. It's going to be a good day, ladies and gentlemen. We have a lot of stuff going on.
I've missed Matt's show for the last 2 weeks.
I'm sorry?
I've missed Matt's show for the last 2 weeks.
Well, as a matter of fact, Sonny, I hear you. I just downloaded it right now.
I haven't even had time to download it from last week to this week, so I got to do that. And the first week was intentional because I missed wrestling the whole week, and I watched it all on Saturday. So that's the reason why. And then I forgot yesterday. It was Friday, and I was like, oh, crap, Alvarez's show.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, Sonny. And look. Just took the picture of it, and it's going up on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. Matt Alvarez! Too bad I couldn't attach any music to it.
Love I don't it. Like that. That's the only thing I don't like about Facebook, and they do it to protect their butt. Although they put videos up all day, you would think they would protect themselves for music on as far as copyright is concerned.
Oh, that's right, because MySpace had that, right?
Yeah, MySpace had it. You would think, hey, what do we know?
Oh, that's right. What do we know? All right, the picture's up. See? It's right there. The Sports Opinion Show with Matt Alvarez. Sports died on October 26, 2012. It's a 27.5 megabyte download. How do I know? Because I see it right here. It's glorious, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's awesome. So, Big Dog, since my computer's already started scanning progress, Sonny Clark, Matt Alvarez, do you guys mind? Oh, how could you guys? I don't feel love, says Matt. Matt, we're being honest, dude. We've come clean. It's an honest and genuine and true relationship. We haven't heard. But you'll see the picture. I just downloaded. Well, I didn't download it. My computer did for me. But there's only one download, Matt, and it's yours. Gentlemen, take over, please. I'm going to be right. I really need a cup of Joe. Really.
Right, oh, my God.
Big dog.
Right.
They put me on a low-sodium diet.
Who?
My doctor.
Oh, you're screwed.
Hell, I've been on a low-sodium diet my whole life.
have issues with authority. No, listen, big dog, hold on. Have issues with authority, do you not? Cost potato.
So I've been working for myself for the last 10 years, yeah. That's
oh, wow, yeah. Yeah, big dog, I've been put on a low-sodium diet.
Uh-oh. That's going to be bad. So does that mean the whole family gets to be put on a low-sodium diet?
Oh, geez. I was looking at the list in the doctor's office. I'm like, What?
No people more Doritos.
Like, I'm sorry. Oh, God, don't even start, Sonny. Don't even. That was unfair. And it says, coffee, no cream. What the hell is that?
What? I didn't
coffee,
know there was
no
a lot
cream,
of,
though.
I didn't
have all
know
the damn sugar I want, but no cream.
I didn't know there was a lot of sodium in cream.
Well, maybe they're thinking of milk because they want me to dump milk and use skim milk. I'm like, I'm not going to use that white trash drink or that preppy drink.
Just go to 2%. 2% isn't bad. That's just something
it's
you drink
all
the time.
It's not good.
You cannot tell
the difference. I can't remember the last time I had whole milk.
Oh, my God. Don't even. Oh, that's. Oh, that's.
Come on now. That ain't even bullshit. That's horseshit.
That's the truth.
It is, ladies and gentlemen. And I guess that's how bad it's been. But you know what? All I know is that resolution is down the road. That's all I can say. I'm looking forward to it. I am being treated. The doctor is great. He's a good guy, and the only drawback was I wish it was female, but that's all right. It's okay. I like female nurses. I like female doctors. What can I say? Take over, guys, please. I need a cup of Joe. I'll be damned if I don't have sugar, though. I mean, what did I say? I'll be damned if I don't have
cream.
That's bullshit.
Why the hell is my laptop flickering?
Because your video card is about ready to go out.
Oh, don't even start. Don't even say that. Don't. Let me go get my...
Mine went out a couple weeks ago. I just connected the regular monitor to it. So, yeah, that's how lazy I am. I won't go get it fixed. I just hooked up another monitor to it.
Yeah, well, this is a laptop hell, so don't start.
Well, so is mine. I have a laptop, too. So if it goes out, put in a monitor and see how bad it is. I've had my laptop on a monitor for close to two years now. That's how lazy I am. So I guess we're taking over there, Big Dog. Hey, Big Dog, by the way, the Dallas Mavericks, are they in as much trouble as I think they are? Big Dog. He went away, so did... Okay, I'll run the show, okay? I'll ride solo. But that's what some of the news is as far as the NBA and the Dallas Mavericks are concerned. There is no Dirk Nowitzki. This is a team that has gone from a team that won the championship to just kissing it away last year, and now they just don't even have any talent on the team. It's one of those things when you take a look at the NBA and the division that they're playing in, it's going to be one of those times where you take a look and go, I don't know, as far as the Dallas Mavericks are concerned. A team that was in contention, won the championship 2 years ago, Now guess what? There they are. They've got some talent, but they don't have anything put together, especially if they're going to go up against the Lakers. And, of course, the Lakers being the, I guess if you want to call them the pride of the NBA, they just got all the pieces and all the things are set and ready to go for them, too. Because I looked at some of the rosters of the NBA this year, and I'm just not impressed by any of them. Miami is Miami, but, man, Dallas, just the personnel has gone from superstar down to almost nothing, especially with no Dirk Nowitzki.
Hey, you know, that's amazing, Coach, because of the fact of what Cuban has done in the past. I mean, Cuban has always wanted to put out a first-class team, and now the last couple of years he's kind of saying, well, I'm going to try and save all the money I can to land that one big player. And when he didn't do it this year, he did the same thing again. Okay, I'm going to sign everybody to a one-year contract, and I'm going to try and land that one big player. But yet the team is suffering now, and right now it goes down. You know, even with Dirk, they would have a decent record, but you could tell that they would not go far in the playoffs. Now that Dirk's having the problem with the knee, and of course, you know, they're having that, you know, not that Delonte West was a major part of the team, but, I mean, it is a distraction of all the crap that's going on with him. So
figured out what's going on with Delonte West, what that's all about. I mean, I guess he's got bipolar, but who doesn't? And I just don't understand. I mean that in a way as far as the NBA is concerned and most athletes. They've got attitudes. They're easily, so I don't know how you blame it on bipolar unless he told, you know, Rick Carlisle to take a flying leap at his ass or something. So I don't understand what the situation is as far as the bipolar has to do with any of it. But that's part of it.
What I read was when they suspended him for that, it was 21 hours the first time, because he said some things, I guess, after a win because he didn't play enough. And this last time, evidently, there were two other players that got into a verbal fight in the locker room. And I guess they were kind of saying that either Delonte West kind of was part of that, where he kind of egged them on to fight with each other. And they suspended him because they say he has too much influence on the younger players, and they don't like the way, I guess, the way he is. You know, they already knew that coming in. And the third part is that they said that he's been, saying little things here and there, little jabs, I guess, at management, because for the second year in a row, he was given a league minimum contract for a veteran. So he's a disgruntled employee, I guess, is what you would say, since he doesn't like his pay.
Well, they go ahead, the Mavericks go ahead and pick up Curry, big 7-footer, which is, I mean, I know one time this guy was good, but I haven't heard from this guy in 2 or 3 years, so I can't even come close to giving any kind of opinion about how good, bad, or indifferent this guy is going to be.
He's going to be a good backup. I mean, yeah, you're right. Back in the day, he was a pretty good player, but then he decided to be like Benjamin and start gaining weight. So he's had a lot of weight problems. He's only played 24 games since the beginning of the 2008-2009 season. So he hasn't played any. He's only 29 years old. So we'll see, but I don't, he's not the answer for them. They're gonna struggle. They'll make the playoffs, but they're going to be a first and out, is what I'm predicting.
I think the big mistake in reality, you know, was exactly what you said, is Cuban putting all of his, you know, eggs in one basket, trying to go after Deron Williams. Because, let's face it, you were not going to get the dude from Orlando. His name's slipping my mind down here. That wasn't going to happen.
Dwight Howard?
Yeah, Dwight Howard. That's just what he wasn't coming here. There's nothing here. I mean, it's sort of like Odom. You know, I'm going to Dallas. I'm going to the town of Big Hair, and you know, and Big Hair, a lot of makeup, and boring town. And there's no way that he was to come here. So that wasn't going to happen. Williams, they had a shot at because he was he's a hometown boy. But after that, this seemed, if you want to talk about falling off of the map, that's what the Dallas Mavericks have done. They have fallen off of the mat as far as, any kind of talent up on the team. And O.J. Mayo, I'm sorry, just isn't going to be enough.
Yeah, O.J. Mayo is going to be some instant offense, but you're right. I mean, his defense isn't that great, so he's going to give up a lot of what he scores. This is a great chance for O.J. Mayo to show what he can do. I mean, now that Dirk's going to be out, everybody's going to be going to him. He'll be controlling the offense. But you're right. I mean, they have a nice core, but it you see it on paper, and you're just kind of looking at it, and it's just like, they look good, but they're not championship material.
Not at all. I love Sean Marion, and this is the and I watched Sean Marion down in the D leagues last year when we were covering the Texas Legends, and I love Sean Marion. And I'm glad he's up there, and I'm glad he started the year off up there. But with no Dirk Nowitzki, and I don't know, is Vince Carter still on this team? I don't know, but.
No, Vince is going to be signing with China.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep. And then they got Elton Brand, who, was at his best maybe 8 years ago. I'm just not – and then a bunch of no-namers that no one's heard of. So, they basically took that championship team and just completely cleaned house in Dallas. It is what it is, and the Mavericks are a mess. But I looked at the roster for the Lakers, and I looked at the rest of the league, and I just don't see anybody even coming close. My God, maybe Miami because of the names, but it's still going to be a Miami Lakers possibly championship game yet again.
Yeah, that would be nice. Of course, we do have to get by Oklahoma City. I got to give them their props that they are the Western Conference champs, and they are up and
coming. The young ones.
The youngins. But I have a buddy of mine. He's a diehard Oklahoma City fan, and we've already started our little jabs back and forth. But,
And it's preseason. You got to love it.
Yeah. So, and it's funny because, he's talking, he loves talking all kinds of crap. Oh, we beat you guys, we did this, we did that. And I'm like, you know what, when it comes to the end of the day, you go home and you watch TV. I go, we go home, I go, we polish our 16 championships. So, Then I would just shut them up. He's just like, yeah, okay, I can't say anything.
Yeah, you got to shut up, yeah. But they did. They got a big piece of the pie when they picked up Dwight Howard. So
yeah, but that payroll is murder. We're almost at $100 million in payroll.
But really, does that matter anything though, Big Dog? When you think about it, though, $100 million is a drop in the hat for this team. In reality, I mean, it compared to what they'll be bringing in, that place is going to be sold out every single night. Playoff games, geez, Louise. I mean, they'll even get more. How much do they raise the price when the games go to playoffs? By the way,
The playoffs go up a little bit, but they've gone up substantially from just last year, because I tried to get some tickets this year, and the old upper bowl tickets that were between the baskets that were originally $45. Those tickets went from $45 to $85.
Wow, jeez.
And 95 if it was a premium. Excuse me, not 95. It went, and then get this. It goes from 85 to 115. It is what they call a premium game, which of course would be San Antonio, Miami, Oklahoma City, all the really good games. So it goes another
$30. Yeah, I love how they put the price up a little higher on the quote unquote premium games. They do that with the Yankees and crap down here. When the Yankees come in.
And it's not like they're not going to make enough money. I mean, Jesus.
They just want to make more. Just a little more. But anyway, how's it going there, scorekeeper?
Oh, I'm doing just fine, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing well. Matt, yes, the font is better. He's sending me a message right here, so it's all good. Anyway, guys, Big Dog, when you said $100 million, it really impressed me. But if you think about it, the Yankees are about $220 million for 25 players. And you guys have 12 players on your team, and it's $100 million. So I think the math works out. You guys are the Yankees of basketball.
Without question.
Yeah, yeah. Well, between your 28 and my 16, Edgar, you can't go wrong. So, you know.
You're 28 and you're 16. What do you mean?
Championships?
27. Thank you, sir. 27.
Oh, I was already looking to next year. Sorry.
You bet damn right, Sonny. No sarcasm. You can count all your championships on one hand.
I don't claim to live in a town that even cares enough for that kind of stuff. So there you go.
You're funny, Sonny. You are funny. Ladies and gentlemen, Sonny
lived in Arizona. The only thing that we got to hang our hat on is beating the Yankees in 99. So, come on, let's get serious.
Oh, God. 2001, damn it. 2001.
Oh, sorry. You even got the wrong date, wrong year.
I remember that. Bottom of the ninth.
Oh, yeah, I remember it. I just, you know,
apparently.
The old timer's kicking in on it.
And then it was Matt
Cowell. The reason why he didn't remember is they partied for 2 years. When he finally came out of his partying funk, it was 2001. He thought they had just won.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Of course,
all right.
The season starts, guys. The NBA season, of course, starts November 30th with a couple of core games. The first game, which is going to be a great game and it's a great way to start off the season, is going to be Boston versus Miami.
Big Dog.
Yes,
Big
sir.
Dog, when is opening day?
No, October 30th.
Are you coming over to call the Laker game at 7:30?
I don't have to now because Charter signed a deal with Time Warner, so I will be able to watch my Lakers.
That's not my question.
Call the game.
Are you? Thank you, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports, and, of course, the man from the Southeast, the one who's captured the audience of everyone and everywhere when it comes to college. Oh, my God. He is in the chat room. He is Brian Allen Tarvino.
I'm wondering, at 9:30, I saw that Cuervo went ahead and set up on campus with Cuervo at 9:30.
Yes, that's about an hour away from now.
Yeah, so that after this, I'm going to head on over and listen to the guys. I mean, these guys know their stuff. Lord knows I don't know anything about college.
Yeah, they're a bit knowledgeable. You know, they
do.
Yeah, they do. Yes, they do. Want to welcome all the guests in the chat room as well, but I want to go back to the Big Dog. Thank you, Sonny Clark, for listening, because you are the hardest working man in sports. Call the game. You don't want to, do you?
But it's Tuesday night in America.
Yeah, Tuesday night in America will finish at 7:30.
Oh, you will do me the honor of finishing early? Wow.
Dude, I already said this to you in private. Don't play the hurt game on air. I said I would gladly end Tuesday Night America 30 minutes early to call opening day with you on letmehearya.com.
Well,
you don't have to, Big Dog. It's okay. I know you don't want to.
Actually, no. I think that would be fun to do.
Yeah, too bad it's an hour ride home after the game.
I would say yes for now, but the thing is, I don't know if I'm working or not. I won't know till Tuesday, but it would be great.
Oh, dude, you're not going to be there for opening. That's almost communistic. I mean, you're a Laker fan, right?
Oh,
that's almost communistic.
Yeah, but I like.
It's not like it's the Colorado Rockies, and really, who cares? This is the Yankees, of basketball, right? I mean, this is the Lakers.
And it's the Lakers versus Dallas, your very own Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, God. So maybe you do want to miss it.
Well, that's fair. And speaking of not missing it, of course, if you've seen the chat room, he is here. And I'm not going to play Dudley Do-Right for him because I caught that T Tim. Tim says, good morning, gents. And scorekeeper.
And scorekeeper.
Oh, you know what? Here's one for him. This one used to be Ramey's song, but this one's for him because I don't have the other one in the Navy. This one's for Tim right now. Yes, it's Tim. Tim's in the chat room. Oh, yes. His name is Tim. I say Tim. His name is Tim. That's right, Tim. His name is Tim. And speaking of staying there, I don't think he's going to be staying there. In all honesty, I believe Tim is going to make his sojourn south very soon. No, big dog, you can go to hell, dude. You can go to hell. Oh, Tim just finished delousing his laptop. That really doesn't sound right.
Oh, he's already on the road.
He's already on the road? So I guess he's already coming out here. And, ladies and gentlemen, as we said not just 4 minutes ago, both Cuervo and Brian are going to be doing a program. But since Cuervo is now in the chat room, I'm looking for it. I'm stalling. There it is. Come on. Come on. Oh, come on. Don't tell me you froze. Stupid switchboard. Not working. Gosh, potato, it's not working.
Tim says he's just outside of Minnesota heading towards Casey.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is Cuervo. He is in the chat room. And by the way, I'm going to say it again. I hate you, Couch Potato.
The best intro on Blog Talk Radio.
The best
right.
Intro, period, if I may be so bold. That's great, ladies and gentlemen. On campus, we'll be on air in a little less than an hour on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Oh, Tim, yes, you should call in from the car. Yes, I have an interview with Barry Bonds today discussing the pros and cons of using HGH.
I would love to hear that one.
He suckered me. I believed it. Good morning, guys. We have a great crowd this morning. It's going to be a great morning. We just finished talking up the Lakers and the Mavericks right now. And, you know, guys, my comment to the wonderful conversation these guys had right now, you got to give props to Miami. I know. I'm sorry, big dog, but Miami has forced the league to make changes, to play the game against them. And here it is, Pat Riley again altering the game. He did it with the fast break Lakers. He did it when he was in New York, when they played that hard-nosed basketball. When you were going against that New York team, you knew you were going to get fouled. They played you hard. And now he's altered it again. Pat Riley, for the good of the game or for the bad part of the game, it has been altered yet again. Unbelievable. Deep down, ladies and gentlemen, Pat Riley is a Star Trek guy because he keeps going back in time and altering the game. I think it's great. That's my third Star Trek quote of the day. I'm just excited.
Are you on a quota?
I'm not a cop, but I am craving donuts. Yeah, Tarvino.
Oh, my joke's done. I'll
joking.
Be right back.
Really? Really, Tarvino? You were joking? Really? The Cat Potato says you couldn't get that big head through the door. And
But you could get his little ball through it, though.
Whoa, Matt Alvarez says, I'm serious. That guy is not allowed on my show. Yeah, he's not. Come on, Tarvino. You know. You suckered me the first time, but after that I knew it was a joke, but it's okay. It's all right, Brian. I still respect and admire you. Whoa, why did my laptop go dark? Oh, I know why the screen was flickering now. The cord was kind of a little bit disconnected. It was kind of in, kind of not. kind of like what teenagers do in high school, you know, kind of in, kind of not. No, that died fast.
Of course, guys, the major news coming out of the NBA is that David Stern has announced his retirement. He will retire February 1st, 2014, exactly 30 years to the day that he took the job. So for the next 15 months, he says he will be the one in charge, but his right-hand man will be taking over. His name is Adam Silver, and he's been taking over more and more responsibility the last 4 to 5 years. He's the one that negotiated the NBA contract, the labor agreement with the union. And, of course, when Stern came around, you know, back in 84, the NBA was coming out of its funk. I mean, you know, because of Magic and Bird, Jordan was just joining the NBA. But, I mean, so many things that have happened in Stern's era. Of course, there used to be only 23 teams. There's now 30. The average player salary back then was $250,000. It is now $5 million. He's gone through two work stoppages. And, of course, when Stern came in, teams were being sold for about $20 million. In 2010, the Golden State Warriors were sold for $450 million for a crappy team. So he's helped out the NBA, and, of course, he has been one of the highest paid commissioners. But he, of course, is the longest tenured commissioner out in the major sports right now. So it'll be interesting to see what happens after he leaves in 2014.
You know, as I'm so happy to see him go, happy trails to you. There is no doubt, ladies and gentlemen, that Stern brought the league back from the brink. There was serious talk in the late 70s, early 80s, that the NBA was going to disappear. They were doing everything they could, and there was an incredible amount of luck. Some jerk on the East Coast, and some jerk on the West Coast by the name of Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, respectively, and then later Michael Jordan. It was perfect timing, and Stern said it was perfect timing that these guys showed up. It brought a passion back to the game, and under Stern's guidance, the NBA has become a worldwide phenomenon. And say what you want, guys, that is leadership, and it allows us to watch a game that draws from around the world. I dislike you, Stern, but I will acknowledge your accomplishments. But, dude, there's a door. Get the hell out of here. Your time's done. Get the hell out.
Really, you don't like him? Why don't you like Stern? Or you just don't like any commissioners?
I just don't like Stern.
He's arrogant.
Just a little bit. But I did love, I remember the Big Dog and I were talking so much about it when they issued the dress code.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. I said, yeah, well, you know what? Now you guys have to dress. Dress. Not like little gang members, but dress. In a nice little suit.
Listen, I'll tell you what I know about their dress code. It's definitely not something that they hold tight to, because I remember Stoudemire down when the first year that they put that thing in place, about 7 years ago, Stoudemire just showed up in jeans and a T-shirt with a blazer jacket on. That's how much they really keep really honking down on the quote-unquote dress code.
Well, Sonny, actually, surprisingly, jeans and a shirt like that is actually okay. It's when they were dressed as little gang members.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, you couldn't dress up like Matt Alvarez, you know? Just kidding, Matt. Hey, Matt, thanks a lot. I'll talk to you in a little bit. I'll send you a message, and we'll be good. Anyway, Stern, his time is up, and it's good. He's gone. Merry Christmas. See you.
Well, 30 years, my gosh. Some people don't. How many jobs would you have in 30 years? I mean, a lot of people. Jeez Louise, that's a lot of time.
The interesting thing is, I mean, he's held this as commissioner for 30 years, but he's been working for the NBA since 1966.
Good Lord, 45 years.
Yep, 46 years.
Yeah, I hear you.
So when he leaves, he'll be it'll be 48 years with the NBA. He started out as the legal counsel and worked his way up from there. But I mean, that's a hell of a tenure.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's really no doubt. Congratulations to him. Because of him, the Big Dog and I have gone to some games, mostly to the Big Dog, but the point is, there's a lot of good stuff going on in basketball. We can be pissed off of some of the things that happen, guys, but basketball has a great deal of talent. Granted, they give us a lot of material to make fun of, but there's still a lot of talent in the NBA.
You mean
yes,
police blotters?
I miss Allen Iverson.
Police blotters?
Yeah, police blotters. That's very good. That's quite good, Jeff. You know. I miss Allen Iverson. It's just practice! They were showing that on ESPN this week when they were talking about Stern. That was great. That was hilarious.
But how arrogant of him, though. I mean, he announces his retirement 2 years ahead of time. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that.
Yeah. It's the very height of arrogance. It's the epitome of arrogance.
I'm leaving in 2 years. You guys, believe me, basketball will be fine without
me.
Jeez. Yeah, going away. Yeah, is he gonna do a farewell tour?
Sure. Sure he is. But no one will ever top the gift that I think it was Milwaukee, right, Big Dog?
Okay.
Milwaukee.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yep, you said he knows it. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
When they gave him the motorcycle?
Oh, my God. I mean, everyone went out of their way to give Kareem Abdul-Jabbar some cool gifts. I thought one of the cheapest ones. I mean, in one way it was good, but in a way it was bad.
Yeah.
When Boston gave him a bit of the parquet.
The Boston Celtics, those cheap-ass bastards that they are, even though he was one of their most hated people on the court,
yeah,
they could have given him something. A little more than a piece of the parquet floor, please.
Yeah. They gave him part of the parquet because you were so hated on this court. But everyone gave him some
gifts.
Don't
they sell pieces of that for $89.99
at the... Exactly.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, those rat bastards. Well, anyway.
Sell them. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I will never forget when they unveiled that... that motorcycle, how even Kareem Abdul-Jabbar reacted. He was stunned. That was really awesome. They gave him that. It was a Harley-Davidson, right?
Yes, it was a custom-built Harley-Davidson for his height.
Yes,
yep.
It was unbelievable. That was cool. I'll never, ever forget that. That was
Allen
Iverson! Allen Iverson! Oh, he wants me to play the song. Okay, you know what? I appreciate that, dude. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to scare you all, because this is what put us on the map. This is one of the moments, and here it is. Thank you, Cuervo. I appreciate it. One of the most amusing things were when Couch Potato and Cuervo told me, no, we heard the program, and we heard you, and they both started singing. Oh, my God. I was like, you guys listen? Here we go. Allen Iverson! Allen Iverson!
All the world is waiting for you and the power you possess. In your hands tight, fighting for your right, and the only red, white, and blue.
Allen Iverson! Sorry, the voice went. Oh! Allen Iverson! That's right.
It's just practice.
Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen. Allen Iverson. I'm going to kill it right there, but yes, thanks, guys. I love that one. Oh, my God. Yeah, that one was so cool. Allen Iverson. Sorry. I'm actually feeling good today, huh, Big Dog?
Oh, yes, you are.
And the only thing I can say is that my wife is still asleep.
Oh, man. My mind starts to wander when you say certain things, and that's quite funny.
I'm sorry that it starts to wander there.
No, the thug in me came out. Yeah, you put the bitch down.
I have never heard the thug come out of you.
That's the thug in me coming in.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sports Talk with the Guys has its first program note. 6:55 in the morning.
Wow. That is too funny.
Oh, my God.
Shit, that's funny. It is.
The thug.
Yeah, you see my little cartoon thug guy.
He's a little cartoon guy?
Wow.
Yeah, it was funny. My brother sent me this picture. I was like, holy crap, that looks exactly like me. And he found it just by surfing, and he came across this, like, cartoon. What's that little thing when they distort your face and make it bigger and bigger ears?
Oh,
and, Well, he came across one of those sites. I forget the name of that thing, and it looked exactly like me. It was scary, and even to the point where I had I took it out of the picture that I put up, but my glasses on top of my head. So,
well, Sonny, speaking of glasses on top of your head, you have put the chat room on its ear. I mean, I was getting a few comments on the Allen Iverson, and it immediately turned. Matt Alvarez, wow, Couch, that's the first time I've heard you talk like that, LOL. And even Cuervo, wow, Sonny, didn't know you had it in you. And then Matt Alvarez, great retort. Don't worry, I won't tell your wife. And you know what, Sonny, that applies to both of us. Oh, man, that was good. That was good, Sonny, the thug.
The blood came out of me. Sorry about that.
Wow, this is the fifth year now that we... Hey, Sonny, when did we actually... I guess I'm getting emotional now. When did we actually meet? Was it in 2009?
Well, I started the show, my show, in February of 2009, and I met you like in February, March. Maybe it might have been a couple months after I started up the show.
Wait a minute. No, you didn't start in 2009. We started in 2008, Sonny. And you were a little bit before us.
I started February 2009.
February 2009? So we were actually on the air before you?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I can't even remember how I even found Blog Talk Radio, how I tripped over it. I can't even remember how I found it. That just goes to show where my brain is. So I'm definitely working on that Alzheimer's.
The reason why I found it is because of Michael Hinman, who was over at SciFiPortal.com, was doing a weekly podcast, and moved over to BTR, Blog Talk Radio, and I was listening in, and right away, after I heard an episode there, then I heard Ramey talking on Sundays, women's football, and that's how I really got hooked. I was led there by Michael Hinman, and I really took the plunge because of Ramey. So, yeah, who is our IT guy, by the way? He's the one that keeps our website up, which is kind of cool. Matt says, while Couch is my pal, he backs me up when you guys play that stupid song.
Well, depending on my mood.
Well, you know, every time you bring up that issue, Matt, you bring a cause to play it.
What song is that? I don't quite remember.
I'm not ready with this.
Nah, come on.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm too cheap to buy it.
And just to let you know, Matt, I won't send that file to him. And yes, I have it, but I won't send that file to him.
Oh, but I'm not
going to
forget the time that Tim called in. Tim called in and played a party on air. Oh, my God, that was so hilarious. Oh, that was incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, we're 1 hour in. We're down to an hour, but in 30 minutes, it's Cuervo on campus, right?
On campus with Cuervo.
Ah, damn. Messed it up again. On campus with Cuervo. We'll be on in about 30 minutes in the Couch Potato Sports Show. Good stuff every Saturday morning. And who knows? We might listen in ourselves. If not, we're going to continue right after the program going over there.
I know we have a lot of news, ladies and gentlemen. Still, we've been having a good time this morning. But in the half-hour mark, I want to thank everyone who has been listening to our NDB Media programs. Our numbers are just, wow, I can't believe it. I mean, on some episodes, we're just averaging up to even 300 downloads. That's every episode, every day.
Yeah.
That's just unbelievable. We are thrilled. They're listening to us, which, I don't know. I'm getting worried now, Sonny. It's like, uh-oh, what are we doing?
What do you got to do to keep it up?
Yeah, and it's pretty darn serious. But knowing that we have such a large audience and they keep coming back, it's just unbelievable. We're just thrilled beyond belief. Just thrilled beyond belief. But anyway, it's all good stuff. We have a lot of things that we're still going to be getting done, and we have some. Oh, at 11 o'clock today on NDB Media, we're debuting a brand new program, Aiming Right with Amy. It is a political program. She's a right leaning blogger. She has a huge website. She's part of the Young Federalists, I believe it is, and she's really smart. She's got a great voice, and she's bringing her views to NDB Media on Saturday mornings, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Central. And by the way, I'm sorry?
Is that the girl we listened to the other week?
That's the girl that I listened to the other week.
Wow. See, all you have to do is mention your name, and she jumped right on.
Wow. she is a cutie, I will say that. She's a bit on the hottie side. And I want to thank you for that, big dog. But no, obviously her views diverge from mine. I lean left, and she is on the hard right. But it is good for NDB Media to have every opinion, Proctologist Dream, on NDB Media. So it's all good. We are really excited on having her here. She really knows her stuff. And seriously, the liberals should fear. But we have liberals on the other side, too. So it's going to be good. But Aiming Right with Amy will debut in about 4 hours here on NDB Media, on the flagship channel. Woohoo!
Yay.
What would I be anyway, as far as that? Do I lean right or to the left? I don't know. How does anybody know that?
It depends on how you pee. Do you pee to the right or to the left?
Well, no, I mean, Sonny, first of all, you set yourself up with that one. You lean right, you lean left. I don't know, Sonny. Your center of gravity would not, it's prohibitive.
I guess it's all relative.
Yeah, it is relative. But anyway, Sonny, you lean left, that means you're a liberal, generally Democrat. You lean right, you're a conservative or Republican. And a moderate, and look, and this is what I love.
That would be me. A moderate. Is that someone who just don't give a shit?
No. That's an independent. Or
oh,
a libertarian.
Okay. Got it. All right.
Yeah.
I'm an independent. Got it.
Yeah. I lean just left of center. I am a moderate as well. And the definition, ladies and gentlemen, of conservative is basically not changing things. That's what the real conservative, that's what the definition of conservative is. No change. A liberal is open to all change, and a moderate is like, well, you know what? Let's be cool about this. There is room for change, but we must remember where we came from. But everyone distorts it for political purposes. And that's why I laugh when I hear conservatives spouting out their hate. I'm like, well, wait a minute. You're against the conservative stuff. And the same thing for the liberals when they spout out their hate. It's like you call yourself a liberal, yet you cut it out. But anyway, Aiming Right with Amy. I think it's awesome. She's on 11 a.m. Pacific time. NDB Media.
Hard to get. At what time? 11 a.m. your time?
Yes.
So that'd be 1 o'clock my time.
Yes.
Got it. I might have to give that a listen.
Oh yeah, stuff the dreams are made of.
Storekeeper, are you getting ready to have a political battle with her, or not quite yet?
Oh, hell no. She's too quick for that.
She's got her numbers in order, lined up in a row.
No. And number one, you don't piss off the staff host.
are you saying that you have found someone that may be your political equal?
Oh, she's not my equal. Oh, no, no, no.
No, I said political equal, not your equal.
Well, one and the same.
Very funny.
Oh, here we go. Coffee's in the chat room.
Watch out.
I'm someone who doesn't give a shit. So he's a libertarian.
I love coffee.
He heard that. Oh, there it is. While we were doing the debates, I want to give Coffee a shout-out. I really do. He stood into our debates. He was listening, and I gave him props during the debate review because he said one thing. He says, when someone you know what, Coffee, just put in the chat room again. I don't want to mess it up. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're into our last hour. Big Dog, I know you have quite a bit of news. In the USA Today Sports Weekly, ladies and gentlemen, they're talking about Gerald Lewis. The one with the Ravens, he's gone. He's out, and it's like it's done. They're thinking he may never, ever come back now.
No great big surprise.
Ray Lewis? Yes, Daryl Ray.
Yeah, no great big surprise.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he retired 2 years ago, but, you know.
He still hits hard, Sonny.
He still hits hard, but he was getting really close to being a liability for his position. For the times that he does hit, I mean, he does hit well. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, he's one of the hardest hitters in the NFL. But over the past few seasons, he's slowed down a step, and he's almost sometime, depending up on the route that's being ran, he can become a liability in certain routes. And if you know what those routes are, and you're going against Baltimore, you'll want to run those about 5-6 times a game just so you can gain an advantage over that.
Oh, well, Coffee's at his best early this morning.
I agree with him. See, and I don't agree with Coffee often. Matter of fact, you know, this would be one of those 1% of the times. I agree with him. I think he's very overrated. I think he hits well. I think he hits hard. And he made a name for himself coming back up off of murder charges and everything else like that. I give him all the props, but I agree with him. I think he's overrated.
I don't know if I want to mark this moment down in history. I don't know. No, I'm not. if Coffee wants to write it down as a moment that you agreed with him, fine. But I'm not. Ray was just named one of the most overrated players in the NFL by the players. Wow. For a man who hates particular sports, he always knows everything. That's the quandary. That is the quandary,
well,
isn't it? He hates so much of sports, and yet he knows so much of it.
Now, don't piss him off, though, because, you know, the NHL did cancel the entire month of November, so he's going to be really without his hockey for a while.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. You didn't see that? Oh, since we're so close to the election of a super PAC. Oh, no, I didn't see that, Coffee. I really didn't. I didn't. I was in a drug-induced haze all week. Since we're so close to the election, Coffee says, if a super PAC happens to donate $1 million to his bank account, he will vote for who they want me to. It was just so funny because we were having an incredibly serious, serious debate. It was funny. There were some great commentaries, and all of a sudden, Coffee put that in the chat room, and said, oh, ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news. I got a few chuckles off that one, so it was all right. Go ahead, Big Dog. What were you saying? Because I interrupted you, because that's what I do.
Oh, no, that was fine. I forgot.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now you're pulling what my daughters do. What was that? I forgot. And don't mumble under your breath next time, you bunch of punks.
What do
you ask them what they said and say, Dad, just forget it. No, I don't want to do it now.
That will drive me, up the wall. But anyway,
I kind of had a little spat with the wife about that. She wanted to use my computer because it's faster than her iPad for certain things. And I was like, sure, give me a second. Let me finish typing a sentence. So evidently I was proofreading the sentence too long. And then she goes, no, I don't need now. Just irked me.
Irked you. Yes, Sonny, we are married, and we both get that.
I get character about three times a week, and I've learned to bite my tongue.
Really?
Sometimes.
She was supposed to do that.
It just depends if I'm off my meds, you know.
Okay. Well, don't bite your own tongue, dude. It's not good. Nah. Go ahead, who the hell are you? Oh, yeah, Big Dog.
This isn't sports, but I just wanted real quick, what did you feel about Mr. Trump wanting to donate those $5 million for Obama's transcripts?
I would have said, as a president, donate the money first, and I'll consider it. Hey, that's what management tried to pull on me. You never know.
He can't take $5 million, though.
What?
He can't take that money.
No, but he was going to donate it to a special charity.
To the charity of Obama's choice.
That would be Obama's retirement fund.
Yeah, no, seriously. Guys, I would have taken that money and said, okay, donate it here, and then when it's done, just show him a stupid piece of paper and say, there you go.
Donate it to my daughter's college fund and everything. But then again, I mean, they're set for life. I mean, how much? I mean, ex-presidents get paid afterwards too, don't they? How much do they get paid? That's God, we are so far off of sports. What the hell?
$400,000 a year, but that's for life.
Are you?
Yes.
You're BSing me. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. And President Obama is the first president that his Secret Service protection will end after 10 years. All the presidents now, after 10 years, because it used to be for life.
Yes,
the Secret Service protection.
Yes.
Well, no, it started with Obama.
One of my favorite movies.
Yeah. Guardian Tess. Anyway.
Yeah, have you ever seen that?
Of course I have.
It's funny.
Yeah, it's actually a good movie, yeah. Their Secret Service protection will end after 10 years. That's just the way it is now. Because presidents are earning millions and millions and millions of dollars. They can pay for their own security now.
I mean, I knew they made money, but I didn't know they make it for the rest of their life. I mean,
yeah.
And we want to know why. We want to know why this country's jacked up. Unbelievable.
Yes, it is. And it is the way it is. But we have really wandered off topic. It is really impressive. Well, we're all over the place. That's what Sports Talk with the Guys is. We're the guys that came up with Allen Iverson. Come on. Sorry, guys. That word slipped out. Sorry. Couldn't believe it. Anyway, guys, I know we have some more to go over. The Red Sox hired their ex-pitching coach, John Farrell, and apparently the Red Sox do trust their general manager, Charrington, to get it done.
Where's your laugh button?
I'm sorry?
Where's your laugh button? I'm sorry, it's just a bad move. We didn't get a chance to talk about it. Yes, last week when this whole thing happened up on the early, we kind of covered it briefly, and I changed my opinion on it. I think it's just another way of getting, you know, the players, making them happy more so than getting a baseball team all set up and ready to go. That's just my personal opinion.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Sonny, that you would say that, but there's been a lot of scuttlebutt now. Coming out that one of the other cancers on the team, which is much to my shock, is Dustin Pedroia. And I didn't know that there are issues with him as well. And, you know, I knew this kid was going to be a star before he really hit it big. I remember when he was playing against the Yankees when he still wasn't their starting second baseman. And I was just saying to myself, this kid has stardom written all over him. This guy's a good player. And sure enough, he eventually made their second base stuff. And I think within a year or two, they gave him the MVP award, which was undeserved. And then he signed that massive 6 or 7 year deal. He's unbelievably making so much freaking money, and it went to his head. And apparently, he is a lot of the trouble in Boston, where he second guesses management. and the manager on the field. They call him the real manager of the team because of the way he runs things and or tries to run things. And I was really disappointed to hear that, that Dustin Pedroia has that attitude. And, yeah, it's bad for Boston. If you have a guy like that on the team, there's just it's very difficult to deal with those guys. Very difficult.
Yep, and of course, one of the biggest cancers in all of baseball is looking for a job.
Alex Rodriguez?
No, he will invoke his no-trade clause. He said so. He's not going anywhere.
I don't blame
him. Because he knows no one's going to pay him, that's why. No,
well,
I'm talking about the former Marlins manager.
He gets paid regardless. It's the Yankees that are going to eat that contract, if it happens.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. But Mr. Ozzie Guillen is no longer employed. I don't know if Scorekeeper wants to offer him a job at NDB Media, or shall we just fly him to Cuba?
I will offer Sarah Palin a job, which we have.
Topless?
Oh, and I dislike Sarah Palin passionately. I will offer her a job, again, which we have. I will not offer that guy a job. Because I think he's still under contract, so that means I have to absorb his salary. Hell no. There's no way I'm going to pay that piece of crap.
Wow.
He is owed $7.5 million for 3 years.
Good for him.
On his contract.
Seriously, good for him. Someone was stupid enough to pay him that. I don't begrudge Ozzie Guillen for getting that money. Hey, good for him. But he's still a moron. He's always been.
Yeah.
Everyone talks about, but he brings a fresh take to baseball. He's an idiot. And everything he says is idiocy. And sure enough, they didn't take his crap down in Miami. Did the hurricane arrive early down there, Couch Potato?
I think he stepped away.
Yeah, that's why. Hurricane Sandy, bitch.
No, the phone was ringing.
Oh yeah, he's talking in the background.
Yeah, it's Sancha. Sancha's calling. He's telling her not to call on that phone.
Oh, thanks, Big Dog, for that comment about me changing my cell phone number. Yeah.
What comment?
On Facebook.
I did.
I said, ladies and gentlemen, if you need to contact me, just go ahead and send me a message, and I'll. You know, it was clearly implied I'll give you my number. I didn't want to just flash it out to everyone because no one calls my phone, and I like it. I mean, no one calls it, dude.
Can you hear me? Hello?
So I want to enjoy the silence. Was that by Depeche Mode, Enjoy the Silence?
I think so.
I guess I know a little bit about music. But anyway, I've changed my number, so if you guys want to get a hold of me, just send me a quick little message. Don't send it to my old number because it's been put on standby. That's my old business number. So it's there, and it'll be back in January, but only for this purpose. Sonny?
Sorry about that.
Yeah, did Sandy arrive early?
Sandy arrive early?
Hurricane Sandy? It's because you rushed out of there quicker than you could say, whoa.
Well, that was my other phone went off, and usually that phone is...
Money.
Only one person calls that phone, and so I had to grab that. But
yeah, we heard the conversation.
Damn solicitor.
So Big Dog says, "Is that your Sancha?"
I'm sorry. I thought I went to hit the mute button when I went to answer it, and I just evidently didn't push it hard enough.
You're a politician, Sonny. You did not answer my question. The Big Dog wants to know if that was your Sancha.
No, that was a solicitation call.
Exactly, like I said, Sancha.
Yeah, it's your son. Good for you, Sonny.
I prefer caramel.
Oh, okay. That's even better. That's good stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, got to tell you, we are having a good time right here on Sports Talk with the Guys. There's still a lot more stuff going on. As you know, A-Roid will remain a Yankee. Whoa, sorry.
I like that song. ABBA. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I
actually
pressed it on my iTunes right here. Yeah, it is. Well, maybe I'll play that one for you, Point of No Return.
I just like the song. I like ABBA.
Oh.
Yep.
I accidentally hit... I don't know where that one... Oh, that's Mamma Mia, right? Or no?
Well, it's part of it, yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry. I accidentally pressed it. but that's a Radio
Disney.
That's
where they got the Halloween theme. That's where they got the Halloween theme. They just spread it out a little bit more.
They spread it out a little bit more? You're talking
about
Carmel?
Yeah, slowed it down.
Oh, slowed it down. Now we're talking about you again.
Well, it's all about me. It's your show.
Oh, guys, we are all over the place. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk right here on Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. We wake you up, and then the couch potato brings it home. I got to tell you, I was a bit concerned there for a little while because we weren't having the bring it home part for a little while.
Well, that's because, well, two reasons.
You've been busy.
Number one, Saturday morning is a great time for college football. And for the past three seasons, we've been doing our NFL preview on Saturday morning. But, you know, the hell with the ESPN. The hell with the NFL channel. We'll do our own pregame up on Blog Talk Radio. And surprisingly enough, our results from that show are just crazy.
Yeah.
And I can't believe the results that we have had on that show. It is ridiculous. And I think what the situation is people are tired of the big names, the ESPNs, the Foxes, and they want a different take on something, like a regular person's take. And I think that's one of the reasons why our show has taken off on a Sunday morning, which I normally wouldn't even think about even doing because – hell, half the time I'd be wanting to watch ESPN. But the fact of the matter is when we looked at our picks and we seen what we were doing, Cuervo and I have beat the experts for the last, well, 2 years for Cuervo, but 3 years for me on our picks. We have beaten the experts for 3 years, so why not? We can become our own expert. The only thing is we're just not getting paid to be wrong as much as they are.
Oh, that was good. Just not being paid. Yeah, Coffee says, what's on ESPN? Or what's on ESPN? That was good. Once again, in just a few minutes, On Campus with Cuervo will be on.
And I'm going to go over there and co-host with him because Brian can't be there.
Aw.
Yeah, so I'm going to go over and co-host. So.
Yeah, he knows Brian didn't call in either over here because he calls in.
Yeah, he had the bail, I think. He's working, I think, today, so.
Coffee says, I almost ran over a fox the other day. Is that the fox you're talking about?
There you go.
Oh, that's funny. That's good. Coffee does that stuff. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
although I do like Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, got it. Yeah, Jimmy Johnson, yeah. I keep hoping for him to go back to Dallas. I really do, but why? He's getting paid so much freaking money to be an analyst on ESPN.
And he was on Survivor, too.
Was he?
Yep.
Did he win?
No, God, no.
They voted his
probably
butt
had
off,
a heart attack jumping out of the helicopter or however they get him to those things. I think that's kind of funny.
Oh, that is absolutely funny, and that's amazing because the Queen jumped out of the helicopter during the Olympics.
Yeah, that was funny.
I thought that was great. Yeah,
I was really surprised that the Queen even gave herself, acknowledged that she was going to use the Bond theme and all that other stuff.
That was great in the Olympics. It was cool. It really was.
I would love to hear the Queen get on the mic and say, I'd like to give a shout out to my husband.
That actually is rather funny.
Or even worse. She gets up there and starts raising her hand. She's all, raise the room.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think the only thing we've ever seen close to that is, of course, the famous Leslie Nielsen in Naked Gun.
Oh, God, yeah, that's great. Sometimes the classics have a place in history. Naked Gun is one of them. It's just so funny. And the Police Squad television show that lasted for 8 episodes, yes, I have all 8 of them, is even funnier. It's great stuff.
That's the one that did not have the laugh track on it, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, I remember the talk about that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So. Well, guys, I got to bail because I got to get another cup of Joe and get ready to do the on-campus with Cuervo. And, Cuervo, you're going to set it up. You're going to call in, be the host, and I'm just going to call in on the extra line. And, gentlemen, we will catch you on the flip-flop.
All right. See you guys in a little bit.
All right.
Later.
All right, thanks, guys. Of course, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, the World Series is going on right now. Unbelievably, the San Francisco Giants are just absolutely putting it, putting it. Oh, my God, they are taming the Tiger. It is only 2 games to none, but the San Francisco Giants, and I know Matt Alvarez is just jumping over in the Bay Area because the Giants are putting it to the Tigers. I mean, shockingly enough, Pablo Sandoval joined history by yanking, and they weren't little cheap shots. I don't know if you saw, Big Dog, but that final home run to center, oh, my God, dude. That was a yank. I mean, that was a shot to center. Did you see that one by Pablo Sandoval?
Yeah, that was pretty incredible. You know, it was funny. There was a cartoon, I think it was yesterday, or it might have been after game. No, it had to have been after game two. There was a cartoon in the paper, and what it was a guy calling from Detroit, calling the San Francisco Zoo, and it says, "Excuse me, can you go check your cages? Because there's a panda loose and he's killing all the tigers."
I did not see that one. Oh, here we go. Coffee's giving me the reprimand right now. He says, "Come on, Roger. Everyone knows Matt is an Oakland A's fan."
Yeah, but you know, how many people want to admit that though?
Yeah, you know what? I'm just giving him props because it's the Bay Area. Woo.
Yeah, you know. Very, very surprising. You know, they lucked out. They won that game 7 against the Cardinals, and
down 3-1.
They've been chugging along. I mean,
and remember, they were down 2-0 against the Reds. Which remember that one is nationally favored of the Dodgers. Yeah, right, Coffee.
Yeah,
that's good. He just, as the song says, he just be starting something.
Yeah. Interesting. Everything's going through my head right now. The fact also, Lincecum, who had such a bad season all year long, they threw him in bullpen, and now he's the ace. I mean, he's their ace bullpen guy for the playoffs. I mean, he's been having a great time in the playoffs. So you know, it's pretty good where you can take your pitchers into the 7th or 8th inning, and all of a sudden you turn around and here comes, you know, Lincecum, and only this guy has to pitch, you know, 2-3 good innings. That's about it, if that.
Yeah. I know. I hear you, dude. Right now, even Barry Zito, I mean, he brought them from the brink. Down 3-1, he just outdid San Francisco. And that's, remember what I was talking about? You know, sometimes, you know, when you're in that losing game, you would just pay any price to win. And guess what? The Giants paid $126 million for that win.
Yep.
And you know what? Giants fans all of a sudden won't give it back.
That's right.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And, of course, yeah, Lincecum is wearing down, but he is the ace of the bullpen for now. And I guess it was a little bit of ganja that caught him. Remember that, dude? Remember he said it may affect his pitching?
Well, you know, Lincecum has, you know, is an admitted marijuana smoker. So, and from what I hear, he's up there. He's an all-star smoker, I guess we could say.
An all-star
and,
smoker?
Yeah. In other words, he does it a lot.
He does it a lot. Yeah, that's what I gather.
So,
wow.
It's affected him, but, you know, they're going with it. But I wanted to get your thoughts on Sabathia. I read that he had his elbow surgery and that they were very happy with what they found, that there was very little problems other than a small bone spur. And evidently everything was fine other than that. They said he should be ready for opening day. Now, of course, Sabathia is 32. He went 15-6 this year with a 3.38 ERA. But I was reading, he's owed $94 million for 4 more years.
Yes, that's correct.
Option, with the vesting option for 2017 for another $25 million.
Yeah, that's what they did.
They better get this boy healthy.
Yeah, but you know what? He has been healthy, and knock on wood, this is the only guy that has been delivering on his contract so far. Okay. He's delivered on, let's see, it was 09, 4 years. 4 years. Yeah. He has another 4 years left. That's what they did. They capped on a year.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And that was last season. Look, this guy, knock on wood, he may be... sorry. Cheech and Chong were his role models.
That's right. And the 70s show molded his teen years.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that was coffee, and we laughed because of it. So we obviously gave ourselves up on that one. I was drugged over to, I didn't say drugged, I was drugged over because that's the way you say dragged. You don't say drag.
Yes.
You were, I was drugged over to the theater while my sister and her boyfriend made out in the back. I had to watch all the Cheech and Chong movies. I saw Cheech and Chong up in smoke. I didn't know what the hell they were doing back there, but, you know, I heard stuff, but I wasn't going to turn around. I was that small. All I know is that I got to see whatever I want when I wanted every Friday and Saturday.
Now, on the flip side of the pitching, I see Mariano Rivera thinking about retiring. I mean, very
seriously. But that's what he's been doing for the last 8 years, thinking about retiring.
Yeah, but
this injury is taking a lot out of him. Yeah. He's 43. He's my age.
Yeah.
You know, I remember the two surgeries I had last year. They were hard, dude. I did not get over it. I mean, really feel 100% until maybe just even a few months ago.
Yeah. Now, the question I had, okay, if you're Mariano Rivera, and of course, you know, you only played 9 games, you blew your knee out, you know, the ACL, everything that you tore, he was earning $15 million. Now, I know the Yankees have the utmost respect for him and you know, love everything that he's done for them, you know, best saves, you know, most all-time saves leader and everything. Now, if they come back with an offer of, say, God, I don't even know what kind of offer. I mean, you don't know what he can pitch, so.
They may give him $15 million for 1 year.
Would it be an insult if you offered him $8 million? I mean, $8 million, that's half. That's a little more than half of what he earned last year.
If they sign, what's-his-face, because there's an option on Soriano. Soriano has an option. This is going to be his third year, and he can bolt at any time. So
yeah,
if he
and
bolts,
you know who his agent is, right?
Yeah, what's his face?
Scott Boras, yeah.
Yeah, Scott Boras. And I owe him an apology. I call him Scott Boras a while ago, so I'm sorry, Scott Boras. So, you are so right. And he has a great legal team, too, so. Scott Boras, yeah. Anyway, if the Yankees get Soriano to stay on, it's possible they might offer him $8 million. But. Well, actually, they are. They're going to offer him $8 million to come back for one more season. Soriano did a decent job as a reliever. We really did not miss Mariano Rivera. That's the amazing thing.
Yeah, you guys converted 42 of 46 saves, so, I mean, you guys did really pretty good.
Well, he did well.
I'm going to be on the road, so I'm going to be coming in and out. I'll be muting myself back and forth. I have to take my daughter Janelle and her two friends to cheerleading class. So,
oh, by the way,
the,
Gamma 13, what a number.
Oh, no, 13, because that's the year she graduates. All the girls had those numbers. So the girls that graduated in 2013 had a 13. You know, next year would be a 14 on the or a 15. So,
well, big dog, I have to tell you that I just cannot wait then to see the numbers in about 56 years. I just can't wait.
Alrighty, I'm going to go to the car. So it's windier than hell over here. It's like 20
mile
an hour wind.
For those of you idiots that could not do the math, 56 plus 13. Wow, it is windy, big dog.
Is it? I'm sorry, I'll put it on.
No, it's okay. No, I think it's kind of cool. I mean, he lives out there in the Inland Empire, which you would think I'd live out there, but no, too dry. That's cool, big dog. You're taking your hotties over to school, and I get it. Don't put me on speaker, though, you dumbass.
No.
Thank God. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we've gone over actually quite a bit of sports. We're not going to go over the football games because that's the Sunday game with Couch Potato and Cuervo. They just do so well. I know the 49ers are 5-2 versus the Cardinals 4-3. They're playing at Glendale, Arizona, at Phoenix Stadium. And the other game, that was the only other game that I really didn't cover. So the NFL teams that are on the bye this year are the Bengals, the Texans, and who else? Are those the only two? Yeah. Okay. they're on the bye. All right. Oh, no, no. And the Ravens and the Bills. Sorry. Those are the other teams that are on the bye for this.
Wow, there's four byes?
In the NFL, yeah. Oh! Wow. Oh, my God. Oh, I know, Big Dog, you can't do it because you're off by a few. And, oh, come on. Don't tell me the screen froze. No! See, it ain't so. Oh, son of a... No, don't tell me it's frozen. Please don't tell me it's frozen.
What happened?
My computer froze. Damn it.
So who came in?
Be careful. Be very careful with that big dog. Hold on.
Well, I mean, besides you, I mean, you know.
Shut up!
No, his name's Roger Noriega.
Oh, hi, Tim. Don't tell me you put us on speaker.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning,
Tim.
We are on speaker, aren't we?
Not only no, actually, you're on OnStar right now. There's probably a first for you.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! Thank goodness that I didn't come up with the usual stupid stuff then.
you're on satellite scorekeeper, so the wonderful U.S. government can track you now.
Yes, that is very much so. Hey, Tim, good morning, and to everyone that's there with Tim that has to listen to our annoying voices, we do apologize, and we will be as professional as we can.
Oh, no.
I live with Tim. It doesn't have to be professional.
Fair enough. So, guys, thanks for calling in, and thank you for putting us on OnStar. I tell you, Big Dog, without Tim, we wouldn't be anywhere, dude.
That is true. We owe Tim a lot.
Yes, we do.
Our butt so many times.
Oh,
so I guess now you can get rid of that chip now they implanted, I guess, eh, scorekeeper?
That's right, because I understand up in Canada they don't have that.
Well, we have chips, but not that type. We have, you know, cow, poker, and potato.
And you missed the most important one of all. Doritos.
Which one were... Yeah, but they're not a chip, really, are they?
Well, as far as we're concerned, they are.
Well, as far as
yes,
you're concerned.
I agree.
As far as I'm concerned. Did you hear what the big dog just said right now?
Yeah, taking a look at some of those T-shirts, scorekeeper, I think the big dog has ran into some of those chips on occasion.
Yes, I have. Many, many chips.
Yeah, and I admit, and now apparently I'm unable to have the chips now because they put me on a low-sodium diet, Tim.
That's right.
Oh, man. That sucks, Big Dog. But you know what? If it helps, I mean, sorry, scorekeeper. If it helps you out at all, I'll have extra Cool Ranch for you on this trip just for you.
Tim, I would expect no less. And your entire party needs to have the Cool Ranch as well.
That's right.
So you guys keeping well, I assume?
Yeah, we are, Tim. Things are good. I'm dying to play that one, and allow me a moment. I'm going to do this one. I don't recall saying this, but Cliff Zeke Zier actually did record it, and I'm going to play it again because this is Doritos. I was being honest on this clip, so forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. But just remember, I am talking about Doritos. Those are Doritos. Doritos, ladies and gentlemen. You want to score with this guy? You want to make him happy? Doritos Cool Ranch, baby. And the reason being is I think I was talking about the fact that my wife's family came over to the program, and they brought nacho cheese. Do you know how offended I was?
Blasphemy, Raj. Blasphemy.
Yes, it was blasphemy. And for some reason, I'm getting a little beeping on my phone. I think the battery's about to die. So, Tim, Big Dog, take over for a moment while I call back in on my new iPhone.
So, Tim, what are your thoughts on the World Series so far?
I absolutely love it. I was right impressed and happy for Bumgarner to pull off that performance the other night. Great performance. He's been struggling a little bit lately, but I'm liking what I'm seeing. I really do. You know, the Giants were down and on the brink against the Reds. Came back against the Cards. I think we might have a team of destiny here, Big Doug.
Yeah, it sure seems that way. And, you know, Sandoval is, being a tiger killer. I was telling don't know if you heard earlier, I was telling Roger there was a cartoon after game two in the newspaper of a Detroit fan calling the San Francisco Zoo and said, "Excuse me, can you check your cages, please? Because there's a panda and it's killing all the tigers."
Yeah, I didn't see that one, but I did see the cartoon of Brian Wilson on a cell phone making that same phone call. I thought it was pretty hilarious.
Yeah. So, you know, the Giants seem like they're a team of destiny. I mean, you know, and with Lincecum in the bullpen, I mean, after having such a horrible year, you know, he's turning into their, I guess you would call him your ace reliever rather than start.
Yeah, that's been a crazy sort of situation because Lincecum struggled most of the year. He put together a couple of good brief spurts, but for the most part, he struggled badly. And in the postseason, they've had him in the pen, and he's looked absolutely unstoppable. It's going to be interesting to see what happens next year because you can be rest assured that Lincecum's going to want to be back in that rotation.
Oh, definitely, definitely. You know, the fact that he's always been a starter and that now it's, you know, he's going to want to prove himself that last year or the season was just a fluke. You know, he had a bad season. But, you know, things like having starters like that in the bullpen, I mean, that's not something unheard of. I mean, I remember back in the day with the Dodgers with Bob Welch. You know, he had a pretty decent season, and in the playoffs, they threw him in the bullpen, and you know, they couldn't hit the Dodgers after that.
Yeah, and it's sort of a sign of the times, you know. Hey, the Giants have a $20 million relief pitcher, and the Yankees have a $30 million pinch player.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was well deserved. I mean, A-Rod was having a horrible postseason again. You know, he's only had that one good one, and I think it was right for them to bench him. I mean, Did you agree with the benching?
Yeah, totally. He just wasn't producing. And when you're looking at the playoffs in a short series, you can't have a guy who's not producing. And it wasn't just that he wasn't producing. He just looked absolutely terrible. I don't know what's happened to his bat speed, but it's definitely not what it once was. He was having a hard time getting around on fastballs.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, and I think Sporky will correct me, but I think he's got, what, 3 or 4 years left on his contract?
Well, Tim knows. I believe it's at least 4 years, right, Tim?
It's forever, if not longer. That's correct.
it's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, what it's going to be. I mean, look, it was in 07 when they extended it 7 years. So let's just do the math. 08, 09, 10, 11, 12. That's 5 years. And I think there's still 3 years left. I think there still is. I think my math is wrong.
Running out of fingers. Yeah, I think there's 3 years too. But, you know, for all the Angel fans out there, it gives them a preview of what they have to look forward to in about 4 years, I would think.
Yeah, it does. And it doesn't make me happy at all because I am an Angel fan. It's pretty scary. Yeah.
You know, Tim, go ahead.
I was going to say, the only good thing about that situation, Big Dog, is the fact that by then Vernon Wells' contract will be finished.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, talk about a colossal bad deal. That was a failure of epic proportions, Tim.
Yeah, it's pretty tough to top that one. I think you'd have to look long and hard.
Yeah, just before you came on live with us, Tim, I was commenting about CC Sabathia because the Big Dog brought up the issue of him having surgery. And I mentioned that up till now, I consider his numbers average to good, honestly. But he has been delivering on his contract, I will say. He is the only one in recent memory that has done what he's been asked to do. And he hasn't gotten hurt for any long period of time. He's been delivering. He is doing what they paid him to do.
Yeah, you can't argue with what CC's done. Every year he goes out, pitches 200-plus innings, He keeps the Yankees in games. His strikeout totals are decent. Yeah, you know, you can say what you want about CC, but he goes out and he delivers each and every year. He's not a superstar, in my opinion, but he is an exceptionally good pitcher. And like you said, scorekeeper, he delivers. And I'm not anticipating anything to change next year.
I agree, Tim. It's something where he is not a superstar. He's not a. I agree. The end of the world is here. Tim and I are in full agreement. Speaking of the end of the world, Tim, if I may ask, I know you're a super secret Mountie on a mission. You're probably going to go get your man or woman. I don't know. You know, you got to take him back to Canada. Where are you in the United States? Where are you driving?
Right now, I'm in northern Minnesota, about an hour out of Minneapolis.
Oh, okay. So you guys are going to Minneapolis first, and then you're going to go straight on down to Arizona, huh?
Yeah, well, we're heading through Minneapolis. We're spending the night in Kansas City tonight, and then somewhere in Butt Cheek, Oklahoma tomorrow, and then Albuquerque, and then into Phoenix.
Wow. So how long are you going to be down here in Arizona?
6 days.
That is cool. All right.
And I tell you, there's nothing. We just absolutely love driving, so it's a great time for us. And it's always great to see so many of our friends in Arizona. One of these years, I'm going to have to take an extra week because I'd really like to swing out to the coast and catch you guys, and maybe do a show with you live for a change.
Oh well, we have to do that. I know that. You know, Tim, for us, it's not even, we're not even going to play that game this year. We can't. You know, the big dog isn't very well, and even me, to a lesser extent, yeah, we're not even going to play that game. We're not going to say, oh, well, we're going to do our best to get out. Oh, no. That's a no this year.
Yeah, I hear you. One of these years, I'll take an extra week vacation, or eventually, hopefully, at some point in time, when I retire, I can spend a couple months in your neck of the woods, because I can tell you, after driving through 2 hours of snow flurries and snowstorms yesterday to get this far, I don't miss winter, guys. I really don't. I'm beyond that at this stage of my life.
Yeah,
and it's getting ready to come again, huh, Tim?
Oh, just east of where I live, they got a foot of snow on Friday. Lovely, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand, Tim lives in the Great White North. That's a big area. It is. And they have great names. They have summer names for all their places. All of their cities are I can't think of the word right now, but they're fine-sounding, warm names. Number one, Thunder Bay. That's not a windy name. And that was but yeah.
Tim, and scorekeeper, I got a question. You know, at the beginning of the season, I posted the question to you guys whether CC's weight or his ERA, which would be lower. Now, CC's ERA was 3.38 this year. Did CC come in under that? Did he weigh less than 338 pounds?
Nope.
Only on the team statistician's scale, guys. Only on his scale.
Yeah, because doesn't the team statistician have him listed like 280 or something like that?
Yeah, but they didn't ask him to put his other foot on the scale, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, if he ever goes away from pitching, he's got an opportunity in the sumo circuit, I think, in Japan, guys.
Oh, yes. Yes, most definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish I had the ESPN jingle right now, but it would be da-da-da, da-da-da. Yeah, coming in live right now from not far where Tim is, 90% of the Canadian population lives within 10 miles of the U.S. border. So, Tim literally lives across the street.
Yeah, it's just a big street, a very big street.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Actually, I live less than five minutes from the U.S., guys, so I'm fully acclimatized.
Wow. Well, welcome here, Tim, no doubt about it. I hope your trip is without incident. I think it's awesome that you're going down to Arizona. Who knows? Hell, maybe I might even be retired sooner than I think.
Road trip.
Sorry.
Maybe it's road trip.
Road trip. Yeah, big dog, it's not going to happen. You have that Borg accoutrement, and
so?
I don't drive any long distances right now.
I could get us there in 6.5 hours. We could spend the day and come back 6.5 hours.
Yeah, but I'm the one that can't do it this time. That's what I'm telling you.
Why?
And besides, Big Dog, if you have your heart attack, chances are you're not going to replace the batteries on that thing. That means I'm going to have to do mouth-to-mouth, dude. I'm like, Oh, no. I love you, dude, but that's not...
There's lines that shouldn't be crossed. That's one of them, scorekeeper.
My red line is. Yeah, sorry, Big Dog.
Yeah. Well, maybe one of these years, but.
Oh, no, go ahead.
We do have a suite in Arizona with an extra bed. There's lots of room. It wouldn't be like Vegas, guys.
Oh, Tim, I love you.
we wouldn't put you through that. We're not that type of people.
I don't know if she knows the story, Tim. When we went to Las Vegas, it was so incredible. I still have not forgiven the couch potato for it. I think everyone in the chat room also knows it. That we went, the couch potato, of course, reserved the hotel room. And the big dog and I were going. But Sonny gets there, reserves the hotel rooms, and I say this wholeheartedly with lots of love, the idiot reserved 2 one-bedroom hotel rooms. We get there, and I say, okay, I'd like this room. And yeah, it's okay. One with 2 beds. Sorry, we don't have any. What do you mean? Well, your reservation here is for a single.
So who did the over the sheets and who did the under the sheets?
All I could say is that if you really had a camera following me, the look that I gave to the attendant was, you're only 2 feet away from me, dude. I could reach across this counter and strangle you. You are a... You've just been Las Vegas employee. There's thousands of you. I was like, no, we need 2 men. Look at the guy behind me, dude. It's not going to work with a queen.
Oh man,
it was funny. And guys, the big dog is such a genteel person. He's a great guy, but he knows there are just some things that just get great on me, and he won't let me live it down. Big dog, you love stories.
Well, guys, it's been great chatting, but I think I'm going to depart and let you get back to your show. Great job as always, guys, and. Stay well, hey. You keep the batteries in that thing going, Big Dog, and I hope you're feeling better soon too, scorekeeper.
I appreciate
that,
Tim. Yeah, it's always great speaking to you, and I hope you guys have a good trip, and we'll be in contact. But have a great time down there, and thanks for calling in. Wow, Big Dog, we're on OnStar. Say it. We're on OnStar.
We're on OnStar. Oh, wow.
The future's so bright, we all got to be wearing shades. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Timmy. Woohoo! And Timmy leaves us, and we've got Solomon Walters in the chat room. Unbelievable. What is this? My parents are going to Puerto Vallarta in January. They got a big 6-person suite for cheap. Obviously, 2 people don't need all the room. If you want to stay with them, call 1-800-PISSOFF. And coffee. Well, Solomon Walters.
Oh, yeah.
In the chat room. Come on, Sol. Give us a call. Let us know how NASCAR. We've got about 6 minutes left, dude. Give us a call, dude. Anyway, Big Dog.
Really good stuff, man.
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing?
Okay, cut off.
Do you feel that since you're here and you are the baseball expert, does Detroit have a chance? Are we going to see a whole different story, with them going back to Detroit, or is this a foregone conclusion maybe?
Tim, or I'm sorry, Big Dog, they always have a chance. But let me tell you, their freaking ace got lit up like a Christmas tree in October.
Yeah. Hell yeah, he did.
I mean, it was like a pinball game. Ding, 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 ding. I mean, wow.
I guess Pablo Sandoval ripped him for two home runs, and then he just, wow.
Now, Sandoval, now, Pablo, now, is he, I mean, would you consider him a superstar? I mean.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
He's a good player, man. He is, but he's not even close to a superstar. Do you know who I consider a superstar? Solomon Walters.
Well, I was going to say you, but, you know, I consider you a superstar.
Well, that's what everyone can say about me, but I'm not going to say it. I am not that idiot from NBC Radio, WNBC. I just saw that movie again, the Howard Stern movie that he made.
Oh.
That is a genuinely funny movie, I think. Oh, Pablo, is this you, David Freeze? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So maybe Saul will just call. Come on, Saul. Come on, dude. Come on, Saul.
Where is Solomon located now?
Up north. He's not in California anymore. That's as far as
I know.
Oh,
he's not in California. Okay.
Yeah, he works for the CIA.
He works for the CIA. Now he has to move again.
Well, I didn't say where he's at. Not that stupid. I'm stupid, yes, but not that stupid. I really cannot tell anyone where in Oregon he is because it's just not right. Oh, damn.
You could handle a road trip to Phoenix.
No, I wouldn't be able to.
Well, how about if we just give you a couple extra sedatives and you can just take a nap and when you wake up, you'll be in Phoenix?
I am on the sedatives right now, you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We'll give you a couple extra, and you'll be like B.A. Baracus. You'll just knock out when you wake up. You're there.
That's right. He can't fly, huh?
Yep, he's afraid to fly.
Yeah, they always had to put him on the sedative or whatever. Come on, Saul. I know you're listening, dude. We're giving you all the love that we can. We're only down to 2 minutes, you blockhead. I guess he's
about an hour away.
There, he finally commented.
Yeah.
Oh, he put in the chat room before. Hit OSU Beavers all the way. So he was, even Saul was kidding around. He's playing the chat room. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had a great morning. We want to thank everyone who's been listening live and in the archive, everyone who came to join us, and who was here as well. They came and were here. A Coffee, Laker Fan, Matt Alvarez, Saul Walters, Tim, Brian, Cock Potato Cuervo, and everyone out there. Hey, guys, if you want us to, you know, give you some love on air, we'll gladly do it. Just contact us right through the mail feature right here on Blog Talk Radio, or you can always email us. You know what to do. rdnoriega@gmail.com. Go ahead. Send us that email. You know, you could even do the roger@noriega.biz. I think that one still exists. I don't know when I checked it, though, but it's okay. Send us an email, and we'll respond, guys. It's a lot of fun. So there it is, Big Dog. We're down to a minute, pal. What's going on?
Oh, just watch sports and Monday night as I bring you the weekend wrap-up.
All right, Monday night. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, and Saul, this is for you. Amy is on at 11 a.m. Pacific time on NDB Media. You'll feel right at home, dude. But anyway, I don't have a superstar, so I'm my own superstar, says Coffee. Yeah, Saul and Scorekeeper are having a good time with each other. We both think we're everyone's superstar. Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, we'll have good stuff. Thanks, Matt. And all right, we'll be good, guys. Big Dog, we're down to about 20 seconds, Phil.
All right, guys, have a great weekend. Be safe. See ya.
All right, we're going over the Couch Potato Show. We'll see you guys. Hasta.